Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. Today, we are going to talk about getting and staying motivated. Yesterday, I talked about why motivation is good for you and using motivation to make your impact, how important that really is. And I gave three insights as to why motivation is good for you. And if you missed it, yesterday's podcast, you want to go back and listen to it and connect it, of course, to today's podcast. Because today we're going to talk about getting and staying motivated. I'm going to share strategies for actually getting motivated, but I'm also going to share strategies for staying motivated because motivation is still very necessary. And I explained yesterday why motivation, we don't want to count motivation out and why it is very necessary. When you understand where motivation comes from, then you will understand why it is so necessary. Now, what I will do is give the definition for motivation again on today's podcast before we jump into the different strategies that you can use for getting motivated and strategies you can use for staying motivated. It's important to keep in mind what motivation is. First of all, motivation is the definition in the Webster's Dictionary is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. And so this is kind of a beginning bonus, if you will. When it comes to getting motivated, why are you doing what you're doing? When I talk about goal setting or goal achievement and I do the workshops on goal setting and goal achievement, one of the things that I stress is that you do a goal that you are excited about, a goal that you're passionate about, a goal where you can validate that goal by listing exactly why are you doing this? Why is it important to you that you make this goal happen? Because that is what's going to get you motivated and keep you motivated. So there's the bonus. So let's jump right into kind of the reasons for getting and staying motivated. Now, first of all, since motivation is connected to, or it has a lot to do with the interacting areas of the limbic system, we can conclude, as I mentioned yesterday, that just as we can take control over whether we release our emotions or not. In other words, have emotional control. And we can take control over the type of emotion that we release. Hence, once again, that's called emotional control, or in some cases, emotional intelligence. So we can actually take control over our emotions. Then we can also take control over our motivation. And while some people think that motivation is useless, I personally believe it's a necessary element when it comes to achieving your goals. Because if you don't feel like it, you still have to move forward. But in order for you to even feel like it or feel like moving forward, you have to find a way to rev yourself up, to motivate yourself. And so that I don't repeat everything from yesterday's podcast and I can actually get to our strategies for today, I'm going to skip around a little bit. But as I said, just go and listen to that podcast. So I believe that motivation is a necessary element in achievement. Since motivation is something that you can activate as well as deactivate it, so we're going to talk about how to activate it. That's what we're going to put our attention on today. And we're going to talk about how you can keep it activated or rev it up when you need it. When you're able to stay motivated, then you'll be inspired to maintain your focus and achieve both your personal and business goals. So motivation is something that's not to be taken lightly or trivialized. Okay, so let's talk about, or here's some strategies for getting motivated. First of all, you want to stay focused in the present moment. Once you set a goal and you say, wow, I have to, if you're thinking, I have to get up tomorrow and start on this goal, and this goal is going to take me 6 months or a full year. And just to think about the future can kind of make you tired and make you want to procrastinate and say, well, you know, this might be a bit overwhelming. And so you talk yourself out of it now. But if you stay focused in the present moment would be, hey, I'm going to go to bed and get a good night's sleep, and so I'm well rested tomorrow. And so when you get up in the morning, now you take a look at your goals, you break them down step by step. And for whatever the first or second step is, or the first two steps are, you can actually, you can say, hey, this is what I'm going to work on. I'm not going to look all the way down the road. Now, in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he does talk about beginning with the end in mind. Well, you are beginning with the end in mind, but simply by setting a goal as to where you want to be. Where do you want to end up? What are the exact results you want? So that's the end. But no matter, even if you have the end in mind, you still have to begin at the beginning to get to where it is you want to be. And the end is simply so you'll know exactly where you're going and make sure that you're on the right track. So you want to stay focused in the present moment. This is where your power is. This is where you'll plant the seeds and do the necessary work that will bring you what you want in the future. The second thing is remind yourself of the prize. And even visualize it. Now, this is where you're seeing the end in mind. Visualize, hey, this is the great reward that's going to come as a result of this. I'll be making an amazing contribution to society. I'll be helping other people. I will actually get some of the things that I want, and I'll be excited about that. And so whatever that prize is, you want to remind yourself of the prize. And as I said, even visualize it. The third strategy is to tell yourself how capable you are and speak that you are doing it. You're making it happen. When you can really rev yourself up. And notice I said, tell yourself how capable you are and speak that you're making it happen. Making it happen is very present moment. So if you can draw any conclusion before we get to the last strategy on getting motivated, if you can draw any conclusion from this, the conclusion that you would draw would be that your motivation is always in the present moment. When people don't want to get out of bed in the morning, when people don't want to follow through on something, it's because they're either dreading what's in the future. So they're looking in the future and they've made themselves tired or afraid. And as a result, they talk themselves out of it. Or they're looking to the past and they're dreading what has happened. So you want to stay in the present moment. In the present moment, when you talk about how capable you are, that's a very present moment feeling. So you want to rev yourself up and you want to speak that you are making it happen. This is happening, and do it with excitement. The fourth strategy, and I want you to keep in mind, there are other strategies that you can that you can add to this, but we're only going to give you four strategies that for getting motivated, and then we're going to talk about staying motivated. Okay, so here's the fourth one. Change how you feel about the task that you must accomplish, or whatever you've set, whatever goal you set, and those steps that are in your plan of action. Then take a look at those steps and don't make it so heavy. Don't make it seem like you are just kind of dragging things out. Don't make it seem like this is going to be such a burden on you. There's a great prize at the end of all of this. And when you can remember that there's some great rewards at the end of your achievement, then you want to have fun with your step-by-steps. It's not always easy. Nobody said it's easy, but when you can stay motivated, the motivation will inspire you to get it done, whether you want to get it done or not, because it has to get done. And when you can motivate yourself, you're going to really move forward. It's like kind of, you know, people complain about going to the gym or working out. Oh my goodness, I have to work out and I really don't want to do this. And I have to do this and oh man, you know, I don't feel like going to the gym and this kind of thing. That's a demotivator. On the other hand, if you change how you feel about it and say, wow, you know what? I breathe better. I feel better. You know, I burn calories. I burn off fat that I don't need. And my body is running more efficiently. So now you're feeling good about this. Why? Who doesn't want a body that's healthy and running more efficiently? Because nobody wants to be sick and unhealthy, right? So change the way you feel about the task. So those are the four strategies for getting motivated. Now, for staying motivated, I actually have five strategies for you. First of all, for staying motivated, affirm your goals using a positive emotion. And a positive action, an action that goes with that. So when you affirm a goal, in other words, I am increasing my income or I'm earning $1 million a year. And let's, you know, bring that down a bit. Let's say 100,000 or 200,000. Okay. So when you affirm your goals, you're using it in a positive emotion by saying, I'm excited about earning $100,000 in the next 6 months. I'm excited about earning $500,000 within 12 months. I'm excited about this. And as a result of me earning this money, I am going to take myself on a trip or something like that. Or I'm going to buy something for someone else. Now, it may seem selfish to say that you're going to buy yourself a new house or buy yourself something. But you know what? Here's a little secret. Nothing inspires you more than actually doing something for you. And you get inspired or motivated, I should say, nothing motivates you more. Now, you also get motivated by doing things for family members and for people that you love. But when you can see your life improving, you can also see your way clear to do something for others. Okay, so you want to keep that in mind. So affirm your goals using a positive emotion and an action. The second strategy is validate how capable you are. You know, you want to talk yourself up and remind yourself that, hey, you know what? This is not my first time or earning $100,000 in 6 months. Hey, I've earned far more than that within a 6 month period. So this is a done deal. You know, I am more than capable. So you want to really validate how capable you are. And I'm just using the money as a goal but you can put anything in its place, any kind of achievement where you're acknowledging how amazing you are and all the great things that you've done. Now, that's a past action. It's not a present moment thing, but what is present moment is the feeling that you're going to get from validating how capable you are. Third strategy, stay active or exercise. Now, that might sound silly, but you know what? When you go out and exercise or you run around the block or something, then all of a sudden you come back and you feel better. Your adrenaline is up. Some dopamine has gone to that brain. And now you are really excited about what you're going to do. Now, I will say this, you know, sometimes when I get up in the morning and after I'm done reading my scriptures and praying and meditating, I get lots of ideas for taking my business to the next level. And at that point, I have to jot those down and I have to actually get up, make myself go and work out. Not because I don't want to work out, but because I'm so super excited at that point and motivated to get started on these amazing ideas or started on the project for the day, for that day, so that I can get to those amazing ideas or ideas that connect to that project that I'm working on for that day. I'm excited to get right into it. So that's kind of an extra there. You can actually through motivation. That's not the word I want to say. Meditation. Through meditation and actually, you know, praying and reading your affirmations, it will stimulate your brain, and you're going to be excited about how you feel about where you're headed. You're also going to be super inspired, and your confidence is going to go up. The fourth strategy, rev yourself up. Now, I know I talked about staying active and exercising. That's going to rev you up in and of itself. But when I say rev yourself up, this is where the prayer, the meditation, and your affirmations, and you actually speaking in a very present moment, excited way, as though the goals that you're working on achieving, that they are already done. I am super excited that I actually accomplished the goal of earning $100,000 in less than 6 months. Wow. That is awesome. So now all I have to do is do it again. And so, and that's just an example of, and you speak something that revs you up. Wow, I am excited that I have hired one of the best team ever. And we are going to make such a valuable contribution to society. And the business is going to go to another level. And these are very generic. So you can just make yours very specific. Okay, specific to you. It's just to give you an example. So rev yourself up. And this is done, of course, notice, and it's not just because I'm doing a podcast and talking, but notice that when you're revving yourself up, hey, your words are super powerful. Okay, because once again, as I said, you can turn your motivation off by demotivating yourself. Well, at that point, I'm not sure it's turned off. I guess it's just dropped like below zero. So does that mean it's off? Probably so. Anyway, so you can demotivate yourself. So use your words to pick yourself up and be excited and make yourself excited. Rev yourself up. Look in the mirror and look right into your eyes and tell yourself how awesome you are. That's not narcissistic. That's not conceited. All you're doing is you are making sure you keep your motivation active. Okay, the fifth and final strategy for staying motivated, it's actually the same as number four for getting motivated. Change how you feel about the task that you must accomplish. And in this case, change how you feel about the task that you are currently working on, that you are accomplishing, whatever it is you're doing. If you make it seem like it's hard work and it's drudgery, it's boring, and you can't wait for this to be over, first of all, I'm not so sure that the level of excellence that's needed to make that project, take that project to the best level is going to happen for you. That level of excellence may not be there for you. So you really want to change how you feel about the task. And you don't have to be in love with the task. You don't have to like the task. But here's the thing. Understand where the task is taking you, or completion of the task is taking you. So when you understand where completion of the task is taking you, now you can be excited. Well, I do believe that's all I have for you as far as getting and staying motivated. So I want to wrap up by saying that if you guys did miss yesterday's podcast, go back and listen to it and connect it to today's podcast so you can get a clear understanding of motivation. Motivation is not garbage. Motivation is a part of who we are, and it's something that we need to activate whenever, on those days when we feel like losing our focus, shifting our focus, or just doing nothing and just not getting it done. So with that being said, this is Thriving Thursday, and you guys know what to do. Do life with power. Okay, have a great day.